Day 5, Choose Your Response. Devotional. In every conflict, you have a choice. You can react impulsively based on your emotions, or you can respond thoughtfully based on your values and commitment to your marriage. This choice determines whether conflict becomes destructive or constructive in your relationship. Reacting means letting your spouse's words or actions dictate your behavior. When they raise their voice, you raise yours. When they bring up the past, you do the same. When they attack, you attack back. This reactive cycle escalates conflict and damages your marriage. Responding means taking control of your own actions regardless of what your spouse does. It means choosing humility over pride, gentleness over harshness, and love over selfishness. Your peace and your character don't depend on how your spouse behaves, they depend on your decision to obey the Holy Spirit. This doesn't mean being passive or allowing yourself to be mistreated. It means being intentional about how you engage in conflict. Before you're in the heat of the moment, decide how you want to fight. Commit to staying calm, speaking respectfully, and seeking resolution rather than victory. You have the power to break negative cycles in your marriage by choosing to respond rather than react. Your spouse may not change immediately, but your consistent, loving responses will create an environment where healing and growth can happen. Bible verse: In your anger do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Ephesians 4:26. Reflection question: What specific choices can you make today to respond rather than react when conflict arises in your marriage? Quote: You must decide before you're in a fight how you're going to fight. Prayer: Holy Spirit, give me the strength to respond with love rather than react in anger. Help me choose my actions based on my commitment to my marriage, not my emotions.